Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when we need them.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, it is time for a little bit of talk about handgunning and such. And when I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that primarily with a young fella by the name of Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you, sir?
All right, just doing pretty good, Mr. Bell. I don't know about that young part, man. I'm not feeling it today.
It's
almost I can't get over something before I generate something else.
Well, but I mean, you know, you've been with the injuries and with the surgery and everything. I presume that it is probably a little bit daunting to pick that up from where it was before when you were going full speed.
Over from scratch is a little more difficult than you'd think it would be.
Well, I mean, I'm having to do the same thing.
How have you been doing?
Well, I mean, we discovered what's going on with my back. I have a bad piriformis muscle.
Okay.
Do you know what the piriformis is?
I have no idea, man.
The piriformis is in your glute. It primarily is there so that your foot can swivel on your hip. Right?
Right.
So you can take your, where we would be marching toe straight ahead, heel to toe. This way, if you can angle your foot to make a cut. So this is why, you know, piriformis muscles are, they have their place.
Wow.
So, in my martial arts past, when I was stretching, extreme stretching, when I quit doing that stretching, well, the muscle shortened back up, and now it's become a painful thing. I told my back doctor, I was like, listen, let's just sharpen the edges of an ice cream scoop and take this out.
Yeah, okay.
Because besides hurting an awful lot, and me being able to make a sharp cut before my knees went bad, it doesn't really do anything else. So
sometimes you just gotta suck it up, man. Drive on, you know.
The answer to this is deep tissue massage.
Wow.
Read that to me.
What kind of blaster are you gonna do that with?
Mine's made by Sharper Image.
Okay.
And it's one of those gun massagers that has the
muscle gun.
It's a muscle gun, and it has one of those. It looks like it's a nice foam ball, except it feels awful hard when it's pounded on you.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, somebody knew how to do that the right way. I'm pretty sure they could extract information from people.
Man, that's why people get paid good money to be able to do that stuff.
But the good thing is, now that I know what the problem is,
right?
Now I can deal with that and get going with that. And see where we go with that. So, and I'm going to try to see how far we can take this because I got somewhat of a clean bill of health from my other doctor.
Right.
So right now, while I'm feeling good, with the mileage, as the mileage piles on, you know, it doesn't happen all at once, but as the mileage adds to you, it is a little bit slower recovery time. And yes, it does.
No doubt about that, man.
It's sad.
I resemble that remark.
Sad.
So but, what are you thinking today, Nam? What do you got for me?
Well, you know, I was looking at I was doing a recap the other day. I was talking about the Westgate Mall attack in Nairobi.
Okay.
Where, you know, at first glance, when they were talking about how this attack was happening when it was in motion, it was a little bit like the Dallas attack when that one guy was shooting up the Dallas cops with the Black Lives Matter protest, and
right.
they were almost certain it was a platoon of people, but it was one guy. And the reason they thought it was a platoon of people was they were inside a bunch of buildings and everything, and the echo made it sound like
right.
a bunch of gunshots coming. The other problem was that one guy was, I don't know what his entire background was, but he made the cops, he really showed their ability at fire maneuver or lack of it.
Right.
He was doing
some
stuff.
He was no slouch.
No. So, and I think at the end they had to blow him up. Well, in, you know, Westgate Mall, they thought there was 15 people in the mall. Now they're saying there was four. But the thing that made the difference at the Westgate Mall was that a bunch of people with pistol licenses in Kenya that day, in Nairobi that day, heard on the radio about what was going on, heard that people were trapped in there, and they went
right.
and drove
Bonded. Yeah.
to the Westgate Mall and went in there and did the deed. Now, they probably rescued 90% of the people that got out of there. Because I don't think the military responded for 4 hours or 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, so, I know it was a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of them used either a Glock or a CZ-75.
Right.
Which, you know, that doesn't tell me, you know, the two best guns in the world, although
the best gun in the world is the one you have in your hand.
Right, and that's the ones that these guys had in their hands this particular day. What
right.
I wanted to get out of from you is how would someone train to become proficient enough to be that person? Because a lot of
confidence
yeah.
is important in the first place. However, you can't have that level of confidence, or allow me to rephrase that. You can't enjoy that level of confidence until the authorities that are in place back you up. You know, back your play on that. Was it the right thing or wrong thing to do, you know, cause and effect, blah, blah, blah. Our legalized existence today, I believe, you know, people are less likely to incline, it's none of my business kind of attitude, for litigation purposes, to an extent, or to avoid litigation, if at all possible. And the fact of the matter is, you either are that kind of person or you're not. There's no, I'm not saying you can't be better at it. I mean, in respect to, you know, possessing the requisite skill sets that support, you know, shoot moving and communicating, fire maneuver and all that. But in my experience, and from what I've seen, what people have shown me is you either are that kind of person or you're not. The reason you decide to make good or to get involved is only a decision that you can make. Now, I'm sure there's many influences to that, but you're either the kind of human being that is willing to risk your life to help
Hold the
others.
Thought. Hold the thought. Hold that thought. We're coming up on the break. Hold on now. We're going to get into this deep when we get back.
Oh, dude.
Hang on. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, that's the worst thing that's ever happened, where we were going through that kind of an explanation. We had to interrupt it in midstream. Would you agree?
No, we were good, man.
Okay. So,
reinforce that point, man.
Sure.
I understand the direction you're coming from and respect the skill sets required and blah, blah, blah. That's important, as well as all of the key elements of mindset and conditioning and that go with being a professional soldier, you know, for 20 years of your life. But now dig this. Look at the people that either freely give their life or risk their life to save another human being or an animal, or, you know, put themselves in grave danger to help others. And that's why I automatically came to the conclusion that you are either that kind of person or you are not. Now, the plot thickens. Let's just say you are that kind of person, but due to the circumstances that you find yourself in, it is not the prudent thing to do so. Like, no matter what you say or do, is not going to change the inevitable outcome of an individual perishing. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So how do you make that call? How do you condition somebody to make that decision? You know, I just see it as you either have what it takes or you don't.
Do you think that some people like that are made? Some fighters like that are made through the reputation and being forged that way by something like the military, the law enforcement, or something like that. And
yeah, I agree with you 100%. And others are born that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, some are made, some are born. It's, you know, a crazy mix. You never know what you're going to get, man. It's like a box of chocolates, right?
Yep. So, for someone who's walking around today, and they're saying to themselves, could that be me? Could I be that person? Could I be the one that says to, you know, I hear this need that my fellow man has. I don't have to go, but I'm going to go.
Okay, I get that, man. But I think that's a train of thought that, you know, I'm sure everybody's had at one point in life or another, you know. You know, question their ability to make that decision and do something. But I think if you are laying around daydreaming about something happening that you can get involved in so you can be a superhero, you might have some problems. Shouldn't be doing that.
No, you shouldn't be doing that. But to that end, if somebody's out there and, I'm not trying to say, okay, so if I wanted to test myself,
okay,
how would I do this? I'm not saying that so much, because here's the thing.
Oh,
I'm carrying
an easy way you can test yourself.
Well, but what I'm saying is I'm carrying a gun on me.
Right.
I'm a very small percentage of the U.S. population. I'm carrying a gun on me. And therefore, I become one of the only ones that might do something about that. And I guess I have to come to some conclusion in my mind's eye. Is it always just going to be about me and mine? Which that's perfectly okay if that's the case. Or is it going to be more about,
somebody else.
Somebody else that might have that need.
Preventing a raping progress or something, you know? Saving some woman's life. of course. I mean, I don't see any problem with you questioning yourself about that, but dig this. Take the gun rig off and just get into the ring with somebody, you know, I guess comparable in age and condition, and duke it out. That's a very basic, elemental way of testing your metal. You know, it's like, you know you're going to get hurt, but you're going to do it anyway. And guess what? It does hurt before, yes, during, and after.
Yes, it does.
But you do it anyway, you know, for whatever reason. You understand what I mean?
Oh, I do. I absolutely do.
But coming back to your original point of interest, excellent question. Excellent, you know, point of interest to discuss. I just see it pretty simple in respect to you're either that kind of person or you're not. And you're not going to find out until you find yourself in a set of circumstances that you have to make that decision. You know, I'll give you another example. What if you blast past a state trooper, you know, shooting it out with somebody? My first impulse would be to run them over with my truck. I mean, you got to be smart about it, you know?
Right.
You bounce scenarios around in your head. And that's another key thing about on the higher levels of training and conditioning, when you start integrating live fire with CQB tactics and all the different machinations that can be brought to bear, provided you have the logistics package to support it, you would be amazed at the level of conditioning you can actually achieve.
Let me get you to hang on right there. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Have you got what you think you got in you? That's the question. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Select Committee, formed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, began its first hearing Tuesday into the January 6 Capitol attack. The committee, made up of 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans, the 2 Republicans were handpicked by Pelosi and are both critics of former President Donald Trump. Capitol Police and security officers are sharing their firsthand accounts of the violence that took place on January 6th, and as far as his reaction to what he's been hearing so far, Republican Congressman Mike Johnson tells Newsmax,
We heard some harrowing testimony this morning. We are on the side of Capitol Police and the brave officers who put their lives on the line to protect this place every day and to protect all of us. No one takes anything away from the officers and what they've been through.
Gymnast Simone Biles has withdrawn from the Summer Olympics, citing mental health concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate is continuing talks on a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki hints that an agreement is in the final phases.
After additional engagement with a bipartisan group yesterday, we're enthusiastic about getting the bipartisan infrastructure plan across the finish line. Confident we'll be there soon.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee is holding a hearing with DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to discuss the department's budget for the 2022 fiscal year. Mayorkas saying the budget will go a long way to improve the immigration system.
It includes a new discretionary request for $345 million for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to reduce the backlog of applications and petitions, ramp up interview capacity, and meet our goal of welcoming up to 125,000 refugees per year.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Home of the binary trigger, home of the Salute line, the militia line, the reformation line, Providence. Check them out. Check them out. Anyway, talking to Super Dave Harrington, and you've been running wide open. Has this been teaching or just been traveling? Can we turn Dave up? There we go.
Can you hear me?
Say whatever you said, could you say it again?
It's been both, man, traveling to teach. Good friend of mine, Benjamin DeWalt, and his wife, Rachel, are very talented shooters and trainers themselves. And they live in upstate New York, and they hosted me up there. I did some training in PA, New York, Connecticut, and but I've been daisy chaining several gigs together with minimal down or recovery time in between. So right now I'm kind of suffering from that cumulative effect.
Right.
And
cumulative effect. It can get you all day.
Yep, absolutely. I had to spend the first couple, 3 days off my feet icing my Achilles. I found my limit there. No big deal. I don't think I did anything to hurt myself. But coming back to the task at hand, man, did you want me to expand on that point any more than what I already have, or?
Well, I mean, whatever you can think of. This is a thing that I am interested in for the common person out there.
Okay.
What degree of training do you think someone needs in order to be that person? Not with the, you know, not with the expect. And, you know, I'm not going to go to gun shooting school because one day I'm going to be a hero. That's not why I'm doing it. I'm just saying to myself, I want to be the most ready I can be. I want to be honed.
Okay.
I
got you covered, man. I know exactly what you're asking. Now, dig this. A couple of key things before I even start. If you're your average bear out there listening, your immediate go-to should be your rules of engagement. Know and understand your rules of engagement. If that will line out what you can call your mission essential task list, okay? Know what your rules of engagement are. Know what you're allowed or not allowed to do, and set yourself up for success by being able to do those things effectively. Got me? Are you with me so far?
I am.
All right, now dig this. Once you can accomplish that, you can only be as prepared as you are in that moment to do violence when it becomes necessary. And you're the one that makes that decision based on knowing and understanding your rules of engagement. Now, if you make a decision to go above and beyond your rules of engagement, you know, I hope you can garner the support of the community behind you, because at the same time, by going above and beyond, are you inadvertently turning yourself into a vigilante? Are you doing the right thing for the right reasons and everybody supports you? You know, you just open up a can of worms. You know, it's like Pandora's box. You don't know what it's going to turn into.
Right.
From a legal standpoint. But know your rules of engagement and understand not just the words, but the actions that are driven from the words. Now, here's one thing that does not change, and on the rare occasion this happens, I'll use myself as an example. If you took your average bear with a permit that carries, I would say it's pretty safe to say I would be more qualified to be prepared than that person. But what doesn't change? What is absolutely the same, regardless of your skill level? Your responsibility, man, to the community, to conduct yourself safely and professionally at all times. That does not change. That point alone escapes a lot of people. Just because, you know, you're Hillbilly Johnson, nothing negative to the Hillbilly Johnsons out there, but the bottom line is, if you have no skill and you have a permit and you carry a pistol and don't train or practice, you're a hazard to yourself and everybody else around you. Why would you knowingly do that? But the responsibility is the same if you choose to carry a firearm, you know, for whatever reasons. The level of responsibility is the same, and you're not going to change that.
Right.
So, you know, you can only be as prepared as possible, and you should always strive to be as prepared as possible to defend yourself and your loved ones. It's a never-ending task. You know, if you're that alpha male dude with a wife and 2.5 kids, you know, that's your job. You know, what are you doing? That's about all I got on that, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the thing that I'm asking is, like with me, I know enough about training with a gun or with any martial discipline, because these are all martial disciplines, right, whether it's with a gun or a stick, your hands and feet, whatever. I know that there's never an end to that. It is never, because you're changing. Your body changes. What you used to do when you were 20, you can't do when you're 60. So then you have to change,
yes,
and you have to
talk about that.
You have to maintain the same level of lethality while making adjustments to the way you're bringing it to them.
Actually, dude, do you mind if I
well, I tell you what, you can't
modification to what you just said?
Well, I tell you what, you can in the next segment, because we're coming up on the
all
next
right, cool.
Break.
You'll dig it.
I'll dig it. Dave has got a website called combatspeed.com. This is where you can, it's a work in progress. He is busy ramping up and getting ready to go full blown. If he isn't, sounds like he's been going full blown and it just caught up to him. But hey, combatspeed.com. You can also catch him on Facebook as Dave Harrington, commercially as Super Dave Harrington, and on YouTube as Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking with Super Dave Harrington about what it takes to be that kind of guy, the kind of expectations you have to have of yourself. And you were about to, I was talking about you may have to change the way you deliver the lethality as we age and as our bodies change, and you were going to throw something into that.
On that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Simply because I cannot do, you know, I used to be a karate man. I used to bruise on the inside, right?
Right.
And but there's a lot of that karate man stuff I can't do anymore, not as effectively as I would like. So therefore, the compensation or the adjustment is I will go to a weapon of some sort much sooner. You see what I mean?
I do.
I'm not going to mix. If I can't physically, or the determination in my mind is I have no business physically mixing it up with the opponent, then I'm going to have to bring something else. You know,
well, I mean, this is. Well, I mean, it actually becomes in this particular case. Is it fair to say that people like me and you, who used to be able to punch our way through, you know, whatever, run like deer? Well,
yeah,
you know what, you know, in back in our day, Dave.
I get it.
Now that we're in our new day, now unfortunately for whoever might be attacking us, we have to defer maybe to lethal force a lot quicker than we used to, because we don't have the luxury anymore of simply... Is it a luxury to meet force with equal force physically? Is that a luxury?
Not necessarily, because the way of man has always been the path of least resistance. So what I find is man against man or man against machine has always been
sport. You know what I mean? Like the Olympics, for example. You know, every 4 years you have man against man, but you always had the Colosseums. You see what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean, but for, like, when I was 30, if somebody came up on me and they had a club or something,
right,
I'd just be looking at them thinking, I got to get into those joints with this guy. I got to get into his joints.
Right. Exactly.
And now I don't have that luxury of being able to say, okay, I'm only going to hurt him. Because now I got to stop him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I understand exactly what you mean, but anymore, you just never know what you're going to get, you know?
Nope.
You got to be prepared to go from 0 to 100, you know? And all I'm doing is rewinding a little bit in respect to, you know, situational awareness, tactical alertness.
Right.
Paying attention to what's going on around you. Being able to project your awareness and make these types of observations and decisions without letting it interrupt your daily goings on. You know what I mean? But you're on top of it, and you can respond to it if you so choose to do so. But, you know, for any threat, no matter what it is, you got to detect it, locate it, identify it, make a decision, and act.
Right.
It's that simple. You know, like a 5-point contingency plan, you just run it as a loop in the back of your mind, you know? Detect, locate, identify, decide, and act.
Right.
It's that simple. And think about it, man. Like, when you're driving, how many decisions do you make when you're driving a vehicle in respect to time, speed, distance, braking, all of it, you know?
You've got multiple things going on all the time when you're driving a car, so.
I know. All right. It's awesome, man. It's like multitasking almost at its best, depending on what speed you're going.
I think the other thing that we probably have to do is we have to be honest with ourselves as far as what we're actually capable of doing. Fair?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's key right there, dude. That's square one. Because dig this. There's two things that you need to be able to do, and I hope everybody's listening, because these are important. There's two things you have to be able to do before you can really begin to improve your skill. The first one is you have to honestly evaluate your ability, period. Be honest with yourself. It was either a good rep or not. Do another one. The other thing is how self-aware are you? Do you understand what I'm talking about in respect to self-awareness? Time, speed, distance. Do you know what you're capable of performing within a given time frame? Do you have an awareness of time? These are key elements that will allow you to diagnose or critique your own performance. And it's not going to be until you reach that point of self-critique in respect to your awareness will you improve. You've got to learn how to pay attention to what you're doing while you're doing it.
Yep.
And pay attention to while you're doing it so you can critique yourself afterwards. But then again, there's your powers of immediate recall. If you don't work on your powers of immediate recall, then, and all I'm saying is take a couple of seconds. Like, for example, you execute a task and it was excellent. Well, take whatever amount of time it takes to do a simple mental review of everything you were seeing, thinking, and feeling that allowed you to perform well, and that's the same thing you want to do again. But it's much easier to speak to it than it is to actually do it.
Well, I'm
focused effort.
The main thing to take away from this tonight is that for those of you that are out there that carry guns and you wonder what would happen in those events that you might have to actually pull this gun out, you need to accept the fact that, one, you're never going to be finished training to do this, and two, you got to be honest with yourself about what you're actually going to be able to do, and then you got to train yourself to be the best at that you can be, because lethality is all in the details. It's all in what you bring. You don't have to be classically lethal to be effective. So, and you, sir, I do appreciate you getting a little bit of rest and getting back here. That was good. I do appreciate that. And watch out for your health there. We are just because we're seasoned doesn't mean that we have to lay around that much.
No, I get it, man. I've had enough of that already.
We're about to be out of time, so.
Yep, yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. I'll speak to you soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you will. CombatSpeed.com. Dave Harrington on Facebook. Super Dave Harrington commercially on Facebook. And Super Dave Harrington on YouTube. Coming up next, we've never spoken to somebody like this before. This is Lock and Load.
Quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.